The ocean is one of the last frontiers for exploration, offering opportunities for discovery at every turn. That's according to Paul Horsman, author of Out of the Blue.
We know more about, got better maps of the surface of the moon than we do have of the ocean depths. Most of the oceans are at great depths, which are very, very difficult to explore. It's rather like, you know, if you could wander around in the dark and the mist and throw ropes into the sky to see what you could find. You could accidentally find a bird. You would have to then extrapolate what was in the air that you can't see from that one sample, if you like. And it's very similar if you actually look at the oceans. And what we're finding is that the more we actually dive deeper down, the more we explore the oceans, particularly at depths that we haven't been able to get to in previous times with remote operated vehicles and so on, the more we're finding that there's an amazing amount of life out there. One of the most fascinating discoveries in recent years has been what are called the ocean thermal vents. They're rather like underwater geysers. I mean, the most famous geyser is Old Faithful in Yosemite, the national park in the United States, that fires off hot water. Well, these are also on the seabed. And these come out of the ground at temperatures in excess of 400 degrees centigrade. But because of the great pressure, of course, the water doesn't boil. They're also full of what would normally be called toxic chemicals. That there's cyanides, there's hydrogen sulfides, which is one of the most toxic things that we know. And yet, living around these, what would normally be inhospitable areas, in pitch black, are animals. They're this amazing community that actually thrives because they have these unique environments. You know, they've got the hot water and they've got the chemicals. They can thrive in that area because of little bacteria. These are microbes that can actually, what's known as chemosynthesize. That is, they use the chemicals within the hot water vents and the oxygen that's within the water to actually make food. And it's those bacteria that are then eaten by things like great tube worms or crabs or some of the scavengers around this community. And it entirely relies on bacteria. And of course, what this has done, or the discovery of this community, it's made us realize that normally everything relies on the sun. The sun causes plants to grow, animals eat plants, and animals eat animals. And so that's the sun is the basic form of energy. But down here, the basic form of energy comes from the chemicals and the bacteria that lie around these solar thermal vents. The other thing is that these solar thermal vents actually follow what's known as the deep ocean ridges. These are the parts of the Earth's surface that are actually gradually moving apart. And of course, there's a huge amount of volcanic activity. And all around the oceans, you can find these thermal vents. Although sometimes they might be thousands and thousands of miles apart, you can actually find very similar animals at these different communities. And of course, the big question is, how does these animals get from one thermal vent to another? And that's not really known either. So what we're talking about is a really unique community. And this just, again, serves to demonstrate how little we know about the current planet that we live on. And the more questions that are answered, the more questions that are raised. And there's another example of an animal that we only see glimpses of, and yet this is one of the biggest animals that's alive on the planet, and that's the giant squid. The giant squid also lives in deep waters. We know it is one of the primary sources of food for the sperm whale, and yet nobody has ever seen a live giant squid. And these things can grow up to about between 15 and 20 meters long. We've not seen one alive. Nobody's ever been able to film one alive. When we have seen them either washed up on beaches or on the surface of the oceans, they've been dead or pretty much dying. So, you know, here is an animal, a huge animal that lives in the oceans, and we have absolutely very little idea of exactly how it lives, what it really feeds on, and its whole life history. So there's a huge amount yet to be discovered in the oceans. And, you know, that provides us with one of the key frontiers. A fragile nature, a beautiful oceanic nature that actually requires protection. And it's a place where we've got some major discoveries in the future.
That's Paul Horsman. His book, Out of the Blue, is published by New Holland.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.